Happy Wednesday, and thank you so much for downloading the Be Our Guest podcast. Today's episode of the show is brought to you, as always, by the great folks over at virtualmickey.com, home of great apps like Theme Park News, Disney Edition. This is your Zeit or your Flipboard for Disney news. It gives you both official and unofficial news from the parks down at Walt Disney World, Disneyland, cruise line news, and Disney news from the company as a whole. We know that you're a big Disney fan and you like to keep up with what's going on with the company. This is the way to do it. And the best part about this app is absolutely free. Again, it's called Theme Park News Disney Edition. Drop by virtualmickey.com today to grab your new app.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Welcome to episode 860 of the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Rallman from BeOurGuestPodcast.com and MagicalMouseRadio.com. Happy Wednesday to you. Thank you so much for dropping in for another One Commute Question Show where we get you to and from the places you need to be today with some Disney questions and comments and mini trip reports and all kinds of stuff. So thanks to everybody who sent those in. You can do the same, Mike at BeOurGuestPodcast.com, and you'll be here on the show right away. And joining me today, we have the entire crew here to answer your listener questions. And we're a little tired because we just had to kind of nail down things for the 12-hour live show. And that's coming at the end of today's podcast. I'll give you the date on that. It's going to be a little bit different this year, but totally awesome. So joining me today, the brainchild of the 12-hour live show. She puts in so much work to it. And we appreciate it so much. We have Ricky from a DisneyWorldAfterAll.com. Happy Wednesday, Ricky.
I'm exhausted already.
We should have recorded that. That was the most intense interactions we've had in 7 years.
Oh, my God. You know, I thought if I'd have been in the same room, I'd have punched you or something. I don't know.
Man, aggressive.
Hey, Mike and I are like a brother and sister, you know? We fight it out, and then we're cool. So, no, we're all good. You know, it's all good. Now, the stress is really, though, now I have to plan it.
It always comes together so well, though. That's the thing is, like, the 12-hour live show is kind of our baby, but I know it's your baby, in, you know, in particular, and it's like a tradition. You know, we've been doing this for so long and helping so many people. So, Ricky, you know, thanks in advance, because you always put this together, and it's always awesome each and every
Thank
year.
Thank you. And I guess I will put this out there. Well, okay, no, I'll talk to my co-host before I put it out there. So listen to the Friday show, and you'll hear what I was thinking.
Well, we're going to announce the date here at the end of the show, so don't let me forget, Ricky.
All right, I won't let you forget
so
that.
So people can put it on the calendar. All right, also joining us from MakingMagicAndMemories.com, we have Debbie. Happy Wednesday, Deb.
Happy Wednesday, everybody. Man, that was a spirited conversation we had, trying to please everybody out there, okay?
I think that's it, though. You know, we all care so much about this show, and we care about our listeners. We want to give it the best possible chance to be as awesome as possible, and I think we've landed on the perfect solution. Next year, we're talking about really shaking things up, but this year, we're going to kind of change things around slightly, but, you know, the 2016 12-hour live show might be something totally different, so who knows?
There you go. You just never know. You have to stay tuned, folks.
That's right. And also joining us, we have the co-owner of the Magic for Less Travel, Pam Forrester. How are things in Pittsburgh this fine Wednesday, Pam?
They're doing great. Doing well. I'm, you know, more than ecstatic that we will get to be on the cruise very, very soon. I have to say I have cruise on the brain all the time now. It's what I'm thinking about all the time. I'm wishing it was right now, and unfortunately I still have to wait, so I'm being a poor waiter.
It's the worst. This time right now is the absolute worst because you just can't pack yet. But like I've even picked my fast passes, my dinings, all that. I just keep looking at the app and just get me. I love being on that ship. I just want to like go deck 11 and get a soda and ride the aqueduct. Not together, but, you know, that good stuff. Go to Cabana's, you know, get an 11:30 at night slice of pizza from back at Flo's. Oh.
Their burgers are great. There's something about the burgers on the ship that are so good.
Yes.
Very true.
And everything at Cookies on Castaway Key is so good, especially after the double 5K now that we're going to be doing.
Absolutely. So, I guess we should talk about that real quick. So let me just throw that in there. So for those who missed the announcement on the live show, we are doing a very, very special run for a Be Our Guest podcast, Lizards. So if you're a lizard here, listen up. So the run is called the, it's called the Rawman, actually.
Whatever.
So, yeah. So basically what it is there are two runs on the Castaway Key because we're doing a double dip. So it's the Castaway Key 5K times two double dip run. For those who are not going to be on the cruise, you are going to get to participate if you choose to. It will be a small donation. Part of your donation will go towards the medal, which if you haven't seen it, go to the Be Our Guest podcast page, take a look at it. It's fantastic. The other part of the donation, will be going towards Give Kids the World, which I'm so excited about. I was working with Phil Shangold, he's the one who contacted me about this, so you'll be able to do that. We're working out the details, which should be, if they're not posted by today, on the Be Our Guest podcast website and Facebook page and all that fun stuff. It will be posted later this week. I haven't worked out the timing yet on when it's getting posted. So, so check it out if you're interested in running. All the details will be on the BeOurGuestPodcast.com page.
That's right. And it's going to be awesome. And again, virtual chance for everybody to get involved in that. So check out the details.
Chance.
That's right.
And you don't have to just be on the cruise to take advantage of this special, awesome medal.
I hate to say it's going to be more awesome on the cruise. But, you know, what can you do? It's going to be a lot hotter, too. I can tell you that.
It's going to be much hotter.
A lot more humid, let me just say. So big thanks to my good buddy Phil. And if you got to hear tomorrow, if you missed the live show on Sunday night, the live show feed comes out tomorrow. Listen to this, because I had no idea. Everybody knew about this. I went upstairs after the live show, after we got done recording, ran up there to tell my wife. Yeah, she already knew. I'm like, what? I was like, how do you even know? You don't even listen to the podcast. He told me. She's like, yeah, Phil told me at Las Fuentes. I'm like, what?
That's awesome.
Anyway, Phil's awesome. All right, let's get to the questions. That's why everybody's here. And first question comes from a lizard, one of our great running friends, Joe Quattrochi. He says, hi, Mike and ladies. First of all, from one marathoner to another, I wanted to wish Mike congrats again on becoming a marathoner. It was my honor to run with him during the WDW Marathon, even just for a short bit on World Drive. You did great and can't wait for Marathon Weekend 2015. Also, congrats to Ricky as well for finishing her WDW 10K. Awesome job. I also wanted to say how much I love the show. Been a listener to for the past few years, and the BOGP podcast is like a fine wine. It gets better with age. Well done, everyone. Now to my question. I'm a new DVC owner and will be staying at Disney's Old Key West Resort in September for 9 nights. During our stay, my wife and I will be celebrating our first wedding anniversary. We originally wanted to get married down in the world, but we ended up having to change plans. Because of this, I wanted to do something very special on our anniversary. I was thinking about private dining at the Grand Floridian. Do you guys have any more insight about what this experience is like? Type of foods, where it's located on Grand Floridian property? What is the best way for a DVC member to book this? Can I use the Magic for Less? Should I use DVC membership services? Also, is private dining available anywhere else besides the Grand Flow? Any and all help is appreciated. Thanks again, guys, for all you do, and go Mets. Joe Q is in New Jersey, and he says, P.S., Las Fuentes rules. I don't know if he's been there, but hey, yes, it does. Amazing lineup. And the Cardinals are playing the Mets, ironically, this week, so...
Very good.
So let's see how that goes. But so Pam, this is probably right up your alley. So he's looking to, we want to stay at Old Key West, and you know, I think that's a great choice. Or you know, I've heard good things about, and I know you love Old Key West, but looking for this, he's calling it private dining. So what's, I don't know anything about that. I just know like masses dining. I eat with the, you know, 1,000 people at Pecos Bills.
There is private dining, and the Grand Floridian is one of the locations where you can arrange this. Sometimes, you know, the location is really up to you and what's available for your travel dates when you have something available. But I've seen it somewhere in the hotel, for instance, like a room. I've seen it on the beach down by the marina. you know, all of that. But it's up to you, and you'll work with the private dining services to help plan that kind of thing. It's a very, you know, it's not without expense. It's not inexpensive for sure, but it is a really cool thing to do if you're, you know, if you're looking to do that just for you and a guest, or you and your family, a small group. That's something available to do. If you're booked with one of our agents, we're happy to assist with that. If you're booked on your own, or using your DVC points, you can contact dining to assist with that. We, you know, it's funny, as people do ask us sometimes to plan their trips where they have booked other places, or ask us what we would charge to do that. And our agency doesn't, we don't charge our guests when you book with us, and we don't charge to do our itinerary planning and things like that. And we don't do it for people who aren't booked with us. At this point, it's just one of the services we offer to guests who have booked with us. And we don't really have plans for that. I don't, you know if it's anything we'll ever consider in the future, but at this point, we're just kind of comfortable doing it the way we are now. I'm sorry if that lets people, you know, if people want us to help and we can't. It's just the way we do it. Our services are reserved for those who book with us. So, you know, that's how we do it too. And as far as private dining locations in other parts, I hear about it a lot at the Grand Floridian. But I believe that there are other locations, but just call the main dining number and tell them what you're interested in doing. And they can assist with that. Remember also, there's like the chef's table at Victoria and Albert's. There's also tasting menus available at, Flying Fish and special dinners. So you have kind of a wide, you know, array of choices to make there when you're planning something different. And with Disney, like, the sky is the limit, and that is literal. It just, yeah. If you want to pay for it, Disney can help you make it happen. So
imagine that. That's funny. And you know what, Pam, let me just tell you this, as one of your agents, I will tell you that I book DVC people all the time, because you know what? There's never enough DVC points, and you got to get down there some extra trips throughout the year. So I do that. Yeah. And Joe's one of my good buddies. Absolutely. That I do help him out that way. So yeah, remember that, you know, there are trips. A lot of folks that are DVC are going to book on those points, and that's why you have them. But you know what? When the points run low, take advantage of one of the great specials out there and work with an agent over at the Magic for Less. I think you'll be happy both ways.
Especially on weekends. I am famous for not wanting to pay. Now, the gap isn't as bad as it once was between weekday and weekend points required. But, you know, I am famous for definitely booking, booking using one of the discounts out there on the weekend, and then switching to my Disney Vacation Club points during the weekdays, because I'm frugal with my points. So I learned that from Debbie Robertson.
That's it.
That's right.
I thought, that sounds like me.
That's my Hold name.
On. Squeeze that money. That's awesome.
Oh, squeeze it so hard the buffalo pops off a nickel.
That's right. Well, thanks a lot for the kind words, Joe, and you're going to have an amazing time down there in September. Can't wait to run with you again. Won't be long. Holy cow, won't be long. All right, next question comes from Ann Hodges. She's in Leesburg, Virginia. She says, hey, everybody, have another question for you all. This one is about another trip to Disney World. We haven't even taken our first family trip to the world in May, yet I'm already planning another one. We are a family of four with two kids who are 5 and 4. The first trip, we'll stay at the Polynesian for 5 days. We'll only go to the Magic Kingdom 2 full days. We'll use the rest of our time at the resort to rest and explore. We plan to go in late August again and want to stay at Animal Kingdom Lodge this time. A 4-day trip with 1 full day at Animal Kingdom and 1 full day at Hollywood Studios. I want to stay in one of the Savannah View rooms, but the price doesn't really agree with me, even with the summer discount. I couldn't decide if I should just pay for the Savannah View room and maybe do less dining during the trip, like canceling the Pirate and Pals and not going to Sanaa. We plan to eat at Boma, Tusker House, and Hollywood and Vine under the dining plan. Or should we get a standard view room and keep those extra things on the plan? What do you think? Thanks in advance for your advice. Love the show. All right, Debbie. So she's kind of tore up there about that second trip to Animal Kingdom Lodge in the, you know, in August. Do you splurge for the Savannah and cut back on your dining experiences, or take the dining experiences and go with a standard view room? What would you do?
Okay. What I personally would recommend is to, and I've never stayed at a standard room because I usually do the Savannah, but her goals are a little different. So my personal thought would be, since there are so many ways and opportunities to see the animals, there's so many places you could go and see animals. A standard room would be perfectly fine, because now you still not only get to see the animals and all the experiences, the cast members even show you on like the Arushka Trail. They show you all of these cool animals. They talk to you about the giraffes. So you get all this wonderful experience, but yet you still get the dining also. So I say do the standard view and then enjoy the dining, but you can still enjoy the animals and all of that with the kids as well.
I think that's a good call. Ricky, what would you do in this situation if you had to kind of put yourself in Anne's shoes? Dramatic pause. I thought the call
Ricky
had ended.
Ricky is really using her brain.
Right.
It's a little meltdown here.
Okay. Short circuit. So what is it again? It's what again?
So would you go with a standard view room at Animal Kingdom Lodge and have kind of a better dining setup there, or kind of cut back on the dining and go with a Savannah view? Which one would you fall in for Animal Kingdom Lodge in August?
You know, I have done... Okay, so I'm pausing because I've done it the original way. So I've done it without having a Savannah View room. I had a view of the parking lot, which wasn't bad. It would have been really cool to have the view of the Savannah, but I at least still got to see the Savannah when I was looking out the window, you know, walking around the hotel. So I don't know. I feel like I didn't lose a whole lot by just looking out the window. But then again, I haven't experienced the correct way. Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Right?
I'm sorry. I have no hope. Okay.
I'm expecting her to say somehow E equals MC squared to work it.
Take it away, Pam.
Okay, go, Pam.
No, I'm just making fun of Ricky. She was having a hard time thinking.
I don't know what I would do. I'm so torn. That's why.
It's okay. You know, so here's my thought on this, and I've done both. And I will say, for me and my family, I have never regretted paying for the Savannah room. And the reason why is, I think that is such a unique experience. Where else besides, you know, an African resort can you sit on your balcony in your pajamas, no less, and see animals? I just think that it's incredible. And there's nothing like, you know, getting up in the morning and sharing your coffee with the giraffes, or going to bed at night and sharing a glass of wine with the zebras.
Not,
I mean,
literally,
right
people.
There.
Don't get us in trouble. We don't want drunk and caffeinated animals on the Savannah.
Not literally sharing. As sharing as one can get there, though. And I just think at least once you have to do the Savannah View room. So I would look for ways to maybe cut down on dining. And I think one of the easiest ways to do it is breakfast. Because you can always find a way to eat breakfast inexpensively in your room, whether you need to order some groceries from Garden Grocer or you can bring a few things with you. I mean, you know, we all kind of grab breakfast kind of quickly at home, unless you're one of those people that, you know, do what you're supposed to do and eat a big, healthy breakfast every morning. But you know what I mean? I think there are ways to do that inexpensively in your room, especially with the coffee maker there and things like that. So think about that. See if that's possible. And enjoy the lodge. It's absolutely one of my favorite spots on Disney property.
Yeah, I agree. I think
Pam,
you guys...
was much better with her answer than mine. So.
Sorry, I failed.
No, you did fine.
No, you were just having a hard time.
I know.
I think, though, it's, you know, it's just one of those things, like, you can get a good, you know, view of the animals if you need to, like, if you really have to. And the thing
what I was trying to say, but did not say very well.
But Pam has a good point, but here's the only thing I would offer, and then we'll move on to the next question, is that it's kind of like the cruise line in a veranda. Like, if it's your first trip there and you're in a standard view room, you're going to handle it a lot better than if you have gone from a Savannah view room and cut back to a standard. You know what I'm saying? Because you know what you're missing at that point. Where if it's your first stay, it's probably not going to hit you as hard. So if you had to do it, first day is the time to go standard and then go up to a Savannah the next time. But, man, once you have Savannah, I mean, because I'm in that boat. We got that free upgrade to Savannah View last time. Guess what I booked this time? I mean, yep, it wasn't even it was a no-brainer.
You've been suckered into it already, yes.
Well, because Mallory would have guilted me. Like, where's our ledge?
Where's the giraffe?
Yeah. Oh, man, kids cost you so much money in so many ways.
Yeah. That's why I don't have any right now. So
yeah, good. All right, next question comes from Andrea Lee, and she wrote it out for me. Thank you so much. It says, hi, Mike and Ricky and Debbie and Pam. I had written in on episode 788 on December 2nd and asked a question about being pregnant in Disney World, while it was also being my husband's first time at Walt Disney World. At the end of answering the question, you had mentioned telling you guys how it went. Well, we had an amazing and magical trip. It was everything a Disney trip should be and more. If you ever need someone for a trip report, I'd love to give you one. I know when I was trip planning, I had a lot of trouble finding information about doing Disney while pregnant, and I want people to know that it is not only possible, but that it's an absolute blast. This was my fifth time in Disney and probably the best trip I ever had. Anyways, thanks for what you do producing the show. Now that our son is born, I even listen to the podcast in the middle of the night while feeding. Have a great weekend, Andrea. So that's cool. Thanks. And we love when people write in after trips. That is awesome because we love to hear how it goes.
It is. It's like a follow-up. It's like when you watch House Hunters and they do the Where Are They Now thing.
Yeah, right?
I don't watch that, but okay. All right.
I'm with you.
Okay. Yeah, that's
right. And I'm glad you had a great trip because, you know, my wife did too. We had a really amazing time. We celebrated our first anniversary and she was pregnant. And just, you know, it forces you to slow down and really kind of see Disney in a different way, which is, you know, people are like, oh, how do you... Aren't you anxious because you're not moving 100 miles an hour? No, it's really nice. It's really nice. All right, next question comes from Brian Levine. He says, hi, Mike. Thank you to you and the BOGP team for all the work you do. You are my source for keeping up to date on everything Walt Disney World. Coming up on April 22nd, I will arrive, and I'm sure that's next year, I will arrive at Walt Disney World for 4 nights with my daughter and 100 of her friends.
Oh, wow.
And that's not a tell. He says, no, I'm not completely crazy. I volunteered to be the head chaperone for the Spirit of Cox Mill High School band. So I'm only partly crazy. We will have 10 adults and 100 kids at the world. We have a tight schedule for the 3 days in the parks that includes 6 different ensemble and band performances on that Friday. Yes, it will be tiring and it will be fun. You have been kind enough to help me with some questions in the past, but now I need advice from all of you on a couple of other questions. Again, sorry this is late, but let's hope it helps somebody out doing the same thing. I'm hoping to stretch the dollars for these kids who have worked so hard to do this trip. We will spend a full day at Epcot Center. Yes, I'm old, and that is the proper name for it. A full day at Magic Kingdom and have most of half a day at the studios. And while at the studios, I've suggested to the kids that they do the Animation Academy. The Animation Academy is one of my family's favorite things to do, and it is a free souvenir that you can make yourself. Can you guys suggest a free activity that the kids can do at Epcot Center in Magic Kingdom to bring home a memento from? Okay, so let's stop there. He's got one more paragraph. So, Pam, can you think of anything at Epcot besides, and they're too old to do the Kid Cot stations, but what else?
You are never too old to do Kid Cot.
Yeah, exactly.
Throw that out there.
Hannah frequently still does it. We should bring home a Perry the Platypus or... I'm so sad that Phineas and Ferb is ending, by the way.
Yes.
There's always time to color. I'm just going to tell you this right now. I'm in my 30s. There is always time to color. So
100 high school kids descending on the outside of Le Cellier in Canada to color Perry the Platypus.
Exactly. So here is what I would suggest are some fun photo locations. So what they can bring home is some fun photos, like tricking someone into tasting Beverly,
yes,
or
yes,
standing under the monorail track and making it look like you're holding up the monorail or holding up Spaceship Earth. I mean,
no one's ever done that before, Pam.
No.
Come on.
Right, but that's what I'm saying. Just do some corny stuff like that. And I think that makes the best souvenirs, especially when you're looking for inexpensive ones.
Debbie, can you think of anything like at Magic Kingdom that'd be free? The only thing I can think of that'd be even cheap would be like press pennies. But I don't know if high school kids be into that.
That's the only thing I can think of is what I was thinking about. Actually, I was thinking about doing photo collages, like making fun photos and then having like making like books into them. Because you could actually do that with like, is it not Snapfish? What is it?
Shutterfly.
That's it. That's it. Uh-huh. Yeah. And that'd be kind of cool so that you could have like a little remembrance book.
That'd be cool. That'd be a good post thing. So, Ricky, what do you got?
I do have one idea. So what you can do is you have to take your admission ticket. But what you can do is you can go to the firehouse and do Sorcerers of the Magic Kingdom.
Yes, good call.
You get free cards if you have your admission ticket. So even if you aren't going to play the game, which I think it's a perfect game for, you know, that age to play, but you can at least get the cards, and that's definitely free or included with the price of your admission, yep. I guess I should say. So.
And the pirate adventure one, yeah, you get your map.
That's true. That's the map too.
Like, yeah. Dora the Explorer.
That's right.
Yeah. All right, here's another part. We are getting meal tickets included in our package. Each ticket is good for one counter service meal at any quick service restaurant. We are each getting two per day. My concern is that these are growing teenagers that we will have here. I'm hoping you and the team can suggest quick service meals that are more filling than others. I've already made a note of the electric umbrella because of the self-service fountain drinks, but if you have any other suggestions like that, I would greatly appreciate them. Thanks again for all you guys do every week. Brian is in Concord, North Carolina. And he says, P.S. My son is currently in the college program as a custodial cast member on Main Street, USA. He has been helping out with some of the planning tips as well and is now the third generation in our family to wear a Disney park name tag. My dad and I worked at Disneyland. So if any of you or your listeners see a sweeper named Kevin on Main Street between now and July 30th, stop and say hi. All right, so I'm going to be looking for Kevin when I'm down there, because I will be there. Yeah, so and that's awesome. Three generations of cast members. That's really cool.
Cool as hell.
That's a great tradition. Bald will be proud of that. Okay, so he's mentioned electric umbrella because of these sodas. Good call. You know, just as far as like at Epcot, Sunshine Seasons. I know you're probably looking for quantity over quality, but man, that's a great use of a credit of a quick service meal.
I think they have big. Some of them are big meals too.
I agree. Yeah. In Columbia Harbor House in the Magic Kingdom, I think it's a good bang for your buck if you have a credit for a counter service. And you know,
I would say Pecos Bills, because they have the Fixins Bar, or even I think also Cosmic Race has a Fixins Bar too. And
yep,
they have a pretty good their chicken, half a chicken meal is definitely a dining plan credit, and it's totally a huge meal. So they would get their hunger. Hopefully satisfied there.
Just keep and eating sauteed onions. Go ahead, Pam.
And many of the places at the resorts are great uses. I often think the counter service locations at the resorts are better uses than the one at the parks. You know, I think they said they were staying on property, right?
I think so. But I mean, if not, even if they're the Magic Kingdom or Epcot, you got Monorail and Epcot area resorts right there.
That's true. It's very true. But like the ones that in the value resorts, I think have some of the best choices for use of your counter service credits. So,
yeah, I love Pop Century's food court
and Art of Animation.
Yeah.
Both. All right. Well, time
now
for.
I'm hungry.
I know. Seriously, it's killing me. Oh, I can't wait to be down at Walt Disney World just eating all the good food. Oh, it's so dining is such part of a Disney vacation. It's really hard to explain to people that haven't been there. It really is. All right, last question of the day comes from Melissa up in Massachusetts. She says, hey, gang, we'll be heading down in August. Before we make our way over to Walt Disney World, we wanted to spend a couple of days at Universal. Originally, we were going to stay 3 nights at the Cabana Bay Resort. After thinking about how busy and hot it will be that time of year, I really think it would be great to have the front-of-the-line access that is included with the deluxe hotels. But rather than paying 3 nights at the higher price, and because we'll be arriving at MCO later in the evening, would it make sense to stay at a cheaper hotel off-site for the first night and head to the Universal Resort in the morning? Would we be able to check in early and take advantage of the front-of-the-line access right away? If so, would anyone have a recommendation for an inexpensive place off-site just for a good night's sleep? Also, I would love your thoughts on the three other Universal hotels. Thanks so much. Again, Melissa in Massachusetts. So, Pam, give us your thoughts on her plan to maybe shave a night to save some money since she's getting in late and heading over to Universal.
Yeah, I think it's a great idea, because when you stay at a Universal Deluxe property, and that would be Royal Pacific, the Hard Rock Hotel, and also Portofino, you get that express pass entry for the day that you check in and the day that you check out. So you will have it the day that you check in, and you will also have it your last day. So that's a huge, huge benefit. I think, you know, when I'm coming in late, I typically stay I like to stay at the Hyatt right there at the airport. I think that that's a easy peasy. You know, there are also other hotels that are in the airport area that have shuttles, or you could stay in the Universal area. Just be careful to stay at the ones very close to Universal. That area can get a little muggy.
Yeah.
A little muggy.
Muggy.
Yeah.
A little muggy.
I would actually suggest, if you're going to stay off by Universal, I know Brian works for Hyatt, so big plug for Hyatt, but there is a Hyatt Place over there that actually we have stayed at, and it's been fine, so that would be my suggestion. I do like Hyatt Places, not to toot Hyatt's horn, you know, ridiculously, but I do like them because they're suites, so they have, like, a couch in there, and they have, you know, a refrigerator, a little mini fridge, and, they have really comfortable beds, so just an idea, because I know that that's a safe hotel because I've stayed there. So that's my suggestion if you're wanting to stay at an off-site hotel over there.
No,
so,
I agree that Hyatt is nice there too. So I mean,
that's it's a Hyatt Place though. I just want I'm sorry to interrupt. It's a Hyatt Place because there is a Hyatt over there as well. That's the Hyatt Regency, and that's totally different. That's a huge hotel, and you don't want to. I mean, you can stay there, but if you're just looking to get a night's sleep, I wouldn't suggest staying there because that hotel is pretty awesome too.
I agree. I totally agree. So, yeah, I think that that's a great idea. You know, of the three Universal hotels, the one that is the least expensive is the Royal Pacific. But I still would liken it very much to a Disney Deluxe Resort, albeit the size of the rooms are probably closer in size to the Wilderness Lodge and the Animal Kingdom. But their pool area is definitely a deluxe pool area. They have restaurants on site, and some of the best restaurants on property. I think one of the best is right there. Emerald's Chop Chop is just so good. There's a themed luau like at the Polynesian. They just really do an absolutely great job with hotels there. You have to realize that the properties there on Universal are in partnership or in conjunction with Lowe's, which has built, you know, Lowe's the hotels located across the world. This is a company that has built their business on knowing hotels and resorts. So it's not, you know, people think, oh, well, Universal only has these many hotels, but they're helped managed by this company, and they do an absolutely fantastic job and do great with customer service. So all things to think about, but you know, I am a huge advocate for the Universal hotels. I think they're beautiful. I think they're lovely. I think that their team members do a great job, so have fun.
Cabana Bay brought to you by Home Depot.
Exactly, right?
It's
you
orange.
Stay and buy some nails and a hammer.
Oh, man. Well, you know, we had so much fun answering your listener questions here on a Wednesday. We're going to do it again on Friday because we got to catch up. We love answering your listener questions. So Friday, stay tuned. It's going to be another listener question show. And again, tomorrow on Thursday is the replay of Sunday night's live show. So if you're not confused by all the days of the week right then, you're a better person than me. So keep those questions coming. Mike@BeOurGuestPodcast.com. Thanks to everybody who sent them in for today's show. All right, time for the big announcement. We are going to have the 12-hour live Be Our Guest podcast or benefit Give Kids the World, as we do every June, every summer. It is a tradition, and we love doing this. And we have celebrities from the Disney community joining us to be a part of the show. But the main thing about the show is that you are there to call in, to listen, and most importantly, to donate some money to Give Kids the World, because these are kids and families as a whole that need magic. They need it right now. They've gone through tough, tough times. They're dealing with things that we don't have to deal with in our lives, most of us. And a lot of times the human spirit you see in these families is amazing. So we want to lift these folks up and give everything that we can. And we have our date set. We're going to do it a little bit different. I know that over the past 3 or 4 years, we've done it on a Wednesday for 12 hours. But this time, because of scheduling, we want to get as many, many people into this as we can. We're going to move the 12-hour live show to a Sunday this time, you know, just like we do the Sunday night live shows, but we're going to start in the morning and go all the way into a Sunday night. So please put this on your calendar, make it work for as long as you can on that Sunday. We know you probably have time with family, but listen with the family, make it a part of the family event. We're going to be on the air on Sunday, June 14th from 10 a.m. Eastern to 10 p.m. Eastern. So 10 to 10. On Sunday, June 14th, the 12-hour live Be Our Guest podcast. We want you to be a part of the show. So please do. I know that it is, like we said, it's family day. But just when if you can tune in when you can throughout the afternoon, throughout the evening, in the morning as you're getting up and getting your self going for the day, we're going to be on the air raising money for Give Kids the World. So please do spread the word wherever you go in the Disney community. This is the one day where we do something tangible. We can really help people. We're doing that with the running team, and we're so glad to do that. But this is our biggest fundraiser of the year, and we just want to help as many people as we can. We're setting a goal again, $12,000 in 12 hours. If we meet it, I'll probably cry again. I'll be all excited. I can't stand it. If we don't get to 12,000, hey, whatever we do as a family is incredible. So just do what you can. And this is Ricky's baby. So Ricky, final words on the 12-hour live show, because I'm excited. You know, we only have about 3.5 weeks. I'm glad we don't have to wait too long.
Oh yeah. Where's my panic button, because I'm hitting it. Make sure you spread the word. That's the biggest thing that I ask of you, because this is our big fundraiser for the year for Give Kids the World. So I know we're doing something special with the lizards this year too. So but also, like I said, this is it. This is the big granddaddy of all. Just please spread the word to everyone that you know. Let's get it out there. Let's really, really promote this to everybody in the Disney community, because it's such an important event that we hold. It's so important to raise money for Give Kids the World. And if you haven't listened to the live show before, or even if you need a refresher, go back, go to the Disney or the BOGP wiki that we have, that Andrew so nicely puts together. Go find the interviews with Pam Landworth from Give Kids the World. Listen to those, and just you'll understand exactly why we do this show. That is exactly why we do it. So, like I said, just please, please, please spread the word and let everybody in the Disney community know. And because that's what we are. We are a community, and that is the whole purpose of this event, is to get together as a community and raise money for this incredible charity.
We're really doing it on a Sunday because Chick-fil-A is closed, so I can't go eat there.
Exactly.
<So. just kidding. laughs> No, it's going to be a lot of fun.
Zaxby's for you either, Mike.
That's right. Yeah, hey, I'm not too far from Zaxby's. It'll You're be not. Soon. But yeah, please do. Like Ricky said, spread the word. We need to get that out there immediately, that people can start making plans. Put that on your calendar again. Sunday, June 14th, 10 to 10, right here, MagicalMouseRadio.com. Check out MagicalMouseRadio.com for great Walt Disney World in-park audio music 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We've got your soundtrack to the best memories of your life over at MagicalMouseRadio.com. Also, give us a follow on Twitter. We're at Be Our Guest Mike. We're on Facebook at Facebook.com/BeOurGuestPodcast. And of course, join the friendliest forums on the internet at BeOurGuestPodcast.com/forums. And don't forget, you thought I forgot, didn't you? Yeah, Mike forgot to read the ad here at the end of the show. No, I didn't. I was just pulling up my iPhone 6 here, and I'm looking, and we have 51 days to go until Podcast Cruise 3.0. 51 days, people. Wow. Oh, man. We are so close. This is just, like we said at the top of the show, brutal, though. I want to get there right now. But you need days to go WDW, so you can do just like I am right now. I'm looking at a picture of Big Thunder Mountain Railroad, beautiful blue sky, white puffy clouds. It showed me 53 days to go until the cruise. I can, at 2:05 today, the alarm went off. The audio little chime told me, hey, you're one day closer to your favorite place. You need to have this app on your phone. If you don't by now, what are you doing? Grab it. Do it today. Drop by virtualmickey.com. All right, we're going to get out of here, and thank you so much for downloading the show. We got a lot of podcasts coming this week. We had the questions today, live show on Thursday, and then we're going to do more questions on Friday. So we hope you enjoy every episode of our show. So for Ricky, Debbie, and Pam, I'm Mike, wishing you a great midweek. Stay safe and keep working hard, and we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at BeOurGuestPodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.